This is a podcast from RTE Radio.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency. The focus this evening is on two four-seat constituencies, one on the East Coast, the other on the West. Two constituencies with at least one big election issue in common.
Welcome to the airport passenger security screening area. Please have your boarding pass ready for inspection.
Later in the programme, Clare, where the future of Shannon Airport is always the subject of keen political debate, and where turmoil on the Fine Gael ticket has been grabbing the local headlines. But first, the Dublin Airport constituency, Dublin North. In 2002, it was a test constituency for electronic voting, and it gave rise to some of the most striking scenes of any election count.
The count has now been completed, so we are going to do a printout of the last state of poll.
The candidates, I can see them, looks like they're starting to make their way over.
Those elected were as follows: Trevor Sargent, Sean Ryan, Jim Glennon and Gigi.
Like a sudden death, and it is very, very painful. I don't believe it was handled tonight in a way that had any dignity or humanity in it.
Jean McKenna, the political editor of the Irish Independent, recalls the chaos as the results were revealed.
Dublin North was one of the few constituencies that we had electronic voting in the last time, and people will remember count night and the famous scenes where Nora Owen lost her seat in very traumatic circumstances for her, and the way Sean Ryan put his arm around her from the Labour Party. And that's the amazing thing, I think, from that last election, where people, I think it twigged with a lot of people, the insensitivity perhaps of the electronic voting system. I think that one image will live with people.
They're back to the pencil and paper this time in Dublin North, and quite unusually, only one of the sitting TDs will be on the ballot sheet.
It's a strange situation to be in, given that the other three TDs have declared that they're retiring.
The Green Party leader Trevor Sargent, who topped the poll in 2002. The other incumbents, G.V. Wright and Jim Glennon of Fianna Fáil and Sean Ryan of Labour, are bowing out. According to Trevor Sargent, infrastructure, or the lack of it, is the big constituency issue.
As a former teacher myself, it never fails to shock me at the absolute neglect, notwithstanding money being spent on education, but the waiting lists for schools just mean that there are families in despair all over Dublin North, not knowing if their children are going to get a place in school. One school in Skerries last week had 180 on the waiting list for less than 100 places. Another had 100 on the waiting list for 54 places next year. So these are families that find themselves having to contemplate whether they will drive their children into Dublin City to some areas where the population hasn't grown the same way as in Dublin North and Fingal generally.
The Green Party are running two candidates in Dublin North. Why?
Well, we're running a second candidate. Councillor Joe Corr is Cathaoirleach of Fingal County Council. He is somebody who has succeeded, along with the other councillors from the Green Party and Fingal County Council, in getting a higher standard of insulation, on improving quite an amount of the facilities from the council's point of view. And I believe that this is an opportunity, given that there are three TDs retiring, that the Green Party needs to push the boat out.
Realistically, though, are you doing this with a mind to the election after next, when Dublin North is likely to be a five-seat constituency?
It's more to do with the fact that the Green Party and its policies need to be implemented, and we need to do everything possible to bring that about. And the second candidate will make that more a stronger mandate than we have at the moment.
You're hardly expecting, though, to take two seats in Dublin North at the next election, are you?
Well, I want to retain my own seat, and I also want to get a second person elected.
A flurry of recent opinion polls have shown the Green Party performing quite strongly, particularly in Dublin. So does Trevor Sargent fancy ministerial office after the next election?
We have to be in government, to be quite honest, if this country is going to survive into the future. We have an appalling situation where we're very vulnerable as a country, particularly in the area of energy. The energy issue in this country means that if the government had the Green Party in it, it would make huge progress towards becoming more competitive because our energy security would become much better than it is at the moment.
Would you be willing to cut a deal with either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael then?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't see the awareness in the other parties at the moment for what the Green Party is doing and where this country needs to go. So we're going to need to work very hard.
But what I'm getting at is, would you rule out any party at the moment?
Well, I think other parties are ruling themselves out as they go along. I mean, the fact that Fianna Fáil is claiming that it is going to be business as usual, nothing much is going to change, suggests that they really have not seen the writing on the wall.
Right, but you're not definitively ruling them out at this point.
Well, one does not go into an election, you know, having cut off all of one's options. All I'd say is they are very far outside the pale when it comes to awareness about what the Green Party is doing and what this country needs.
Dublin North is one of those areas which has seen a massive building boom over the past decade. But there's also a rural vote, especially in the north of the constituency. The big population centres are places like Balbriggan, Portmarnock, Malahide, Lusk and Skerries. But the biggest vote is in Swords. I'm here in Dublin Airport to meet a local councillor who came very close to winning a seat in 2002. Claire Daly is a SIP2 shop steward with Aer Lingus. She represents the Socialist Party, who have just one TD at the moment, Joe Higgins.
I think the airport will be an important issue. I think, ironically, while this area has had a lot of the growth of the Celtic Tiger, we've also been given a lot of the maybe less desirable projects as well. And there is a perception on the ground that Fingal is a dumping ground for aspects that other communities wouldn't take, be it super dumps, super sewerage treatment plants, second runways, prisons, all of these aspects. So if you like, on the one hand, while we're not getting the facilities we deserve, we're getting an abundance of facilities that are probably not necessary but are being put out on this area, which is viewed as a soft touch.
Is your vote mainly from the airport area, and is that a problem for you in terms of getting elected?
No, I think all of the statistics would show our vote is everywhere. We have been around a while now and would have quite a vote in all parts of North County Dublin. I think all of the recent elections would show a steady increase in that. And really through many community campaigns where communities have been forced to organise on issues because of, you know, Fingal County Council's development plans or traffic plans, we've come into contact with people.
Of course, your critics in the other parties, they would say that if the voters knew what the Socialist Party stood for, really, well, then you wouldn't get any votes because people would view you as far too extreme.
Well, that's an interesting concept, particularly when they don't quantify what we really stand for. People know what we stand for. You could get away with saying something like that about somebody who is unknown. We are well known in North County Dublin for the past 10 years. And anybody who has had any dealings with us knows exactly what we stand for. We stand for a fairer society where the interests of ordinary working people are put before the interests of the employers and the interests of the developers.
You came very close to getting elected in 2002. What do you think is going to happen next year?
We did. We narrowly missed out last time. We were the last person standing. We're very confident, and the feeling on the ground really is that our time has come. It's something we're getting back on the doorsteps. It's something we feel ourselves. That's not to say that we are so cocky as to think it's in the bag, but we're out there on the ground doing the work. The response that we're getting back would vindicate to us that, yes, indeed, our time has come at last and that we will be successful.
After the drama of 2002, what can we expect from Dublin North this time? The Irish Independent political editor and Balbriggan resident, Jean McKenna, has been looking at the field, starting with Fianna Fáil, currently down to just two candidates.
They have two at the moment. They have Michael Kennedy, who's in the Swords area. He's a councillor, as well as Councillor Dara O'Brien, who's in Malahide. Now, Dara O'Brien is the protege of G.V. Wright, who's one of the two Fianna Fáil TDs who are standing down this time. And most of the speculation at the moment centres around John O'Leary, who will be looking for number ones, a famous number one looking for number ones, the former Dublin goalkeeper. He's Balbriggan based. He is his father was a Garda sergeant there for a number of years. He's, I suppose, if you're looking for a prototype candidate for Fianna Fáil, he would be the one.
Looking at the figures from the last time, Fianna Fáil often get a hammering for failing to manage their vote. But in Dublin North in 2002, they did a pretty remarkable job.
Well, it was extraordinary, I think, the last time. I mean, all three candidates, Jim Glennon, G.V. Wright and Michael Kennedy, got over 5,000 votes each. They'll be looking for something similar this time, obviously, no matter who is on the ticket. But I think for each of them to get over 5,000, I think, was an extraordinary performance.
We've heard about the former Fine Gael minister, Nora Owen, already. She isn't running again.
Nora Owen is not running again, and Fine Gael this time will be depending on one candidate, and it's Dr. James Riley, who's former president of the Irish Medical Organisation. Now, he's based in the middle of constituency around Rush and Lusk area, which is a huge area of population. We remember Fine Gael not too long ago, within the last two decades, Fine Gael had two seats out of three with Nora Owen and the late John Boland. So really, I think if Fine Gael are to make any impression in this election, they must get a seat in North Dublin, and they should get one with Dr. Riley.
There is a Ryan running for the Labour Party, but it's not the sitting TD, Sean Ryan.
He is giving way to his brother, Brendan Ryan, a younger brother. Now, he is unusual in the sense that he has never stood for any election before. So this is the first time he stood for any election council or anything like that. He will do well, I think, but he will have difficulty. And he will also have Claire Daly to contend with there this time. She's the Socialist Party candidate who has been knocking on the door for a long time. She only just missed out the last time on the last vote. And I think if she is ever going to take a seat, this is her chance.
We heard earlier from Claire Daly. We also heard from Trevor Sargent, the Green Party leader, and of course the Greens are running two candidates in Dublin North, which is an interesting strategy.
It's a bit of a calculated risk, I suppose, to put two candidates in. The man that's expected to be there is Councillor Joe Corr, the chairman of the Fine Gael County Council. So I think he will obviously be a sweeper for Trevor Sargent. They obviously think they have a chance of two seats, but I doubt it very much.
Now, there's also a PD candidate, I think a pretty well-known name, Senator Tom Morrissey, and Sinn Féin are running a candidate too.
Yeah, Senator Tom Morrissey is moving over from Dublin West this time to Dublin North. He's the party's transport spokesman. I think he will probably do well, but I can't see him taking a seat this time. And as for Matt McCormick of Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin doesn't have a huge tradition here of getting big votes, but I think he's probably been put in there as one for the future for Sinn Féin.
So then, four seats in Dublin North. At the moment, it's two Fianna Fáil, one Labour, and the Green Party leader, Trevor Sargent. How do you see it going next year?
Well, I obviously see Trevor Sargent getting a seat. I don't think he will be ousted. I would see Fianna Fáil getting one seat, and I'd put my money on John O'Leary if he stands, which I expect he will. Brendan Ryan, I think, will have his work cut out to hold on to the seat held by Sean, his brother. I see Claire Daly possibly taking that seat from him. And as I said earlier, I think if Fine Gael are going to make any impact at all nationally, they have to take a seat here. So I think Dr. James Riley could take a seat there.
Jean McKenna predicting significant change in Dublin North. I once worked here in Ennis, in the Clare constituency, and the big issues were the future of Shannon Airport and the future of the General Hospital. And if you listen to local radio now or read the local papers, the big issues are the future of Shannon Airport and the future of the General Hospital. But Fianna Fáil's Tony Killeen, who's currently the Minister for Labour Affairs, insists that all has changed.
The change is so dramatic in terms of the progress in the county that it's almost unrecognisable territory.
Tony Killeen first came onto the national radar when he resigned the Fianna Fáil whip over a change in government policy on Shannon Airport. That was more than a decade ago. Now opposition politicians in the county accuse him of going soft on the issue.
In the early years when I was a representative, it was a very different world, and there was an era of protection, and Shannon clearly needed protection and got it when it needed it.
Yet the airport obviously remains an issue in Clare. I mean, if you look at the local papers here any week, there will be stories about the future of the airport. There will be stories about threats to Shannon Airport.
There are people who will forever feel, I suppose, that Shannon is under threat, and some of them would be doing that for political reasons. Some of them would be doing it because they've got such an ingrained fear that something terrible must happen, because it's been spoken about so often that that's almost deeply imbued in them.
Are you confident, though, that Aer Lingus remain committed to Shannon Airport?
I judge that Aer Lingus have taken to making decisions on the basis that they have a certain number of planes and that they will choose to put them on the routes that they think will yield the best numbers. And their judgment has tended to be that that would be Dublin Airport in most cases. in the short haul area, they've lost out very dramatically to Ryanair. Even more dramatic is the manner in which the very large American carriers have looked on Ireland and have looked on Shannon as an important access point. I don't think Aer Lingus have quite reached that stage, and that's their loss more than Shannon's.
Fianna Fáil's other sitting TD in Clare, Sheila De Valera, is retiring. The other two names on the party election ticket are the veteran Brendan Daly and the newcomer Timmy Dooley. But speculation has persisted that head office are considering adding a fourth candidate. So is this going to happen?
I don't know. I'm not a member of the National Executive, and to be honest, I don't have spare energy to be chasing around stories like that, so I don't know.
But you must have been aware of that speculation.
Oh, I'm aware of the speculation, of course I am. But there's always speculation around elections, and I think that might be driven by the TG Cahir poll, which appeared to suggest that the party would have support of about 50%, and that the three candidates combined would be 8 or 9 pints short of that. And of course people at National Executive level and administrative level would look at that, but they haven't told me they're doing anything about it.
Right, so you can't rule out there being a fourth candidate?
Well, I'll have no say whatsoever in it, so it doesn't really matter what I think very much about it.
Would you have a personal preference, though?
Not particularly. I think, in general, it's a far better idea to have the minimum number of candidates. But, quite frankly, I know, as everyone who's a representative of any party knows, that if somebody who was likely to win a third seat emerged and was available to the party, that people at higher levels would be likely to look favourably on doing that.
At the last election, there was major upheaval in Clare Fianna Fáil when long-time party man James Breen ran as an independent and topped the poll. But this time, all the turmoil seems to be in Fine Gael.
Well, they're up there on the bench now. I see Madeleine Taylor-Quinn over there and Joe Carey and Deputy Pat Breen and Tony Mulcahy. I'll put it this way to you. It's going to be a humdinger of a campaign. There won't be many houses left in County Clare that one or two or three or four of them don't arrive at to ask for the votes. The position is...
Thursday night in Ennis, Enda Kenny is at a public meeting and he's being pressed about Fine Gael's decision to run four candidates in Clare. It's a decision that even loyal party people would tell you has led to some rancour within the ranks. I'm going to let Clare FM current affairs presenter Cian O'Shiacón pick up the story.
It's been fascinating and so interesting to watch because the skullduggery is just beyond anything I've ever seen within any other political party. Obviously, you have Pat Breen, who is the sitting TD. We'll come to his controversy in a moment, I suppose, but is generally popular and it was accepted that he would definitely go on the ticket. Tony Mulcahy essentially came from nowhere. The fact remains he did the work. He signed up a lot of new members. Those members of Fine Gael then came, voted at convention, and Tony Mulcahy was selected. That's really where the major canker started, I think, was on the night of the convention.
After a vigorous campaign, both former TD Madeleine Taylor-Quinn and son of a former TD, Councillor Joe Carey, were added to the ticket.
It is ridiculous. I don't think it's fair to call it anything other than ridiculous. The vote isn't there to support four candidates. It's very, very unlikely that they're going to secure two, even though Enda Kenny says, oh, we're in two-seat territory. They're not. They're absolutely not.
The whole saga took a new twist a few weeks ago when Pat Breen hit the headlines after tabling a Doyle question inquiring about the possible release from prison of a convicted paedophile. Madeleine Taylor-Quinn and Joe Carey were openly critical of him.
Enda Kenny, around the constituency, seems to be trying to bring them all back together. It's working on the surface, but
he has his work cut out for
him. He certainly does. I don't think he's going to heal these rifts.
Pat Breen has threatened legal action against the Irish Examiner and isn't commenting any further on the controversy. But what then of the fourth candidate, the man who, as Cian put it, came from nowhere? Councillor Tony Mulcahy is based in Clare's second largest town, Shannon.
My mother and father were devout Fine Gael members, and really we haven't known anything else since I was born, so I'm 47 years ago. I've never known any other life other than to be a member of Fine Gael, and I'm proud of my tradition.
The government parties, of course, would say that they have delivered for Clare. I know in particular they'd point to the Ennis bypass. It was a big issue during the last general election campaign. By the time of the next general election campaign, it'll be almost finished.
That'll be open by Christmas. But how long did it take to get it? You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we've been horsing this one around for 10, 12 years, and it probably took that long to deliver it. And the difficulty is that we don't have any joined up thinking. You know, we now have it running from Limerick to Croisín. But we still haven't run it from Croisín to Galway.
One of your colleagues on the ticket, Pat Breen, has attracted a wee bit of controversy of late. Is that going to damage Fine Gael's vote here in Clare?
Well, I hope not at the end of the day, but I think, you know, I have to be honest, I think this has been dragged and dragged, and, you know, it has been over debated. I've commented right in the beginning, and I've said the same, and I'll stick to that. I don't for 1 minute believe that Pat Breen wanted a paedophile released from prison. There is no way in the Wilderly world that was the intent, and I think anybody that's reading anything else into that is totally off the wall.
There are four Fine Gael candidates in Clare. The competition must be pretty fierce. Are you going to kill each other before next summer?
There's no doubt the competition is very fierce, but I suppose if you look at it geographically, I mean, in a sense, I have a little advantage coming from a huge geographical area in south-east there that has no TD living in it at all.
Would you be concerned, though, that your votes will probably come mainly from that area and that you mightn't get enough votes from the rest of the county?
Do you know what? That might dry up, because the messenger, everybody keeps saying this to me, where am I going to get the rest of them from? I got to get enough from below around the Shannon area and into Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket and Quinn. I might have enough. I might need a whole pile more.
You'd have to get 100% of the votes now in Shannon to do that.
You would have to get 60, 70% of it. But the electoral area is a huge area. I mean, there's possibly 2.5 quarters floating around, 2.5 quarters floating around South East Clare, and I would hope to get a good lump of those. You don't know. But one thing you can be sure of is I'm hoping to have a damn good start in the town of Shannon and in the electoral area.
The independent TD, James Breen, is also running again. Cian O'Shiachán reckons that at the moment he's secure.
I spoke to him the weekend before last, and he'd been to over 1,500 houses on a Saturday, leafleting, he's meeting people, he's pressing the flesh, and he is a very personable individual. You know, the government are doing you wrong, look at the hospital, look at all the rest. I really think he's safe. He can afford to drop up to 1,000 to 2,000 first preference votes and still be safe.
The other main contender in Clare is the Deputy Mayor, Brian Meaney, of the Greens. Now, Trevor Sargent lists him as one of the party's better prospects. But at the moment, most local observers feel that while he'll do well, he won't take a seat. Councillor Pascal Fitzgerald is the Labour Party man. He's unlikely to emulate Dr. Musaji Bamji and take a seat in the Dáil. The PDs have spoken about having a candidate, but have yet to put anybody forward. And Sinn Féin told me that they will definitely have a runner, but they haven't got a name as yet. Cian O'Shiachán of Clare FM believes that if the election was held tomorrow, it would remain two Fianna Fáil, with Brendan Daly returning to the Dáil, one Fine Gael and independent James Breen.
Unless he does something absolutely crazy and off the wall, there's no way he's going to leak the amount of votes that he has to leak before he'll lose his seat. So essentially what we're looking at, despite all the issues, despite the fact that trust seems to be absolutely broken with the Fianna Fáil PD coalition in the county, people are exasperated, etc., I think we're just going to maintain the status quo.
And just a final word on that, will the status quo involve Pat Breen being returned, or could there be another Fine Gael going to the Dáil?
I have a feeling that Pat Breen will be returned, I really have to say. At the moment I feel he's kind of ridden out this storm, although he's dragged it out for himself. I feel he's come through it. He might take a slight hit, but I don't think it's going to be enough of a hit for him to actually lose his seat.
And that's it from this week's constituencies, Clare and Dublin North. You can email us at constituency@rte.ie. Podcasts of this and the other programmes in the series are available via the RTE website. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.